Hey there, Durand. This is Mike Stone. I'm from Los Angeles, California. I'm on the visual effect caption today. Looking forward to it.
Durand Marching Railroader.
Here we go. Artistic here with the poses from the guard members. Create some interest right away here in terms of the staging. Effective staging for the low brass, of course. And then just adding a little bit of character and identity there helps to enhance that idea of time. With kind of the clock-like sounds, we see the clock-like ideas backstage. Good job. Good shaping of the music. Nice decrescendo. It's a nice way to really reveal the soloist coming front stage. Very thoughtful and artistic. It's well planned. Yeah, the whole idea of one day more, interesting as it relates to your concept. Pretty good job there from the baritones. Effective staging for the trumpet voices. Not quite as powerful as you might want in terms of how they deliver and communicate their musical responsibilities there. Staging for the guard members here. Positive for you with the use of the negative space with this one group of four here in the center. Good phrasing visually there as you start to rotate the form. Changing the speed here a little bit is effective for you. Yeah, it's a nice way to build on the tension. We're not so sure the payoff was quite as great as you might have wanted there. I don't know that there's too much you can do with it. I think it has to do more with the arrangement there. Careful here, not quite as clear in terms of the form integrity as that starts to rotate. Had a good release of tension there. Good look to the stage in terms of the staging of the guard. Yeah, I'm not so sure that this works quite as well. I thought the kind of wrapping and the choice of speed was effective, but in some instances it almost took us right over to the transition of the musicians there on the left side of the stage. And so I'm not so sure that that was crafted quite as well as you might want. Yeah, just not quite as well crafted as you would want in terms of how you got those other brass instruments back into the stage. And so I'm just not so sure about the planning and the thought process with that. Nice coordination. The release of the flags, that works well. They fill the space nicely. It connects as well to the music. It's a good change of mood here. Need a little bit more clarity from the performers in terms of what the identity is, what this technique is that you're going to use as you kind of freeform into a new place on the stage. I'm not so sure that that was quite as clear as you might want. Thank you. Yeah, all right, guys. So this is a little bit of a challenge, right? I think the change of mood can be certainly a positive quality for you. I'm not so sure the pacing through here is working as well as you'd like. I think part of it is we're losing the melody a bit, and so it's hard to stay engaged through there. Conceptually, we certainly understand, who wants to live forever. You know, I think conceptually you're doing some interesting things with the music choices. I'm a little worried about pacing in this movement, though. I'm just not so sure there's enough to sustain things from a time standpoint, from a visual interest standpoint. You might consider playing with speed just to create a little bit of variety and interest within this movement. Nice shaping there, guys. That's nicely done from a music standpoint. Just that crescendo, decrescendo, positive for you. There's another awkward entrance, right? It's clearly a design choice to kind of use that area as a kind of a restage. You wanted the horns up there. But I think you have to be a little smarter about how you get them in and out. And I'm not so sure that that's proven to be as positive of a design choice as you might want. Yeah, careful with that from a timing standpoint. So the rifles were doing a pretty good job of sustaining the stage through the percussion. Unfortunately, you kind of pull them off the stage before something else is kind of ready to sustain us. Now, I think that might have been some incompleteness through the flag. So perhaps when they're complete, they might be able to sustain that. But it's going to be curious because they're right there in the center. And so just be aware of that as you finish programming. See if that's going to give you the desired look and coordination that you want. Yeah, as you redefine the style here, certainly can be effective for you. The gradation of speed backstage from the flags presents a good level of coordination in opposition to that marching technique as they moved across the stage. So I think you're off to a good start with that. So an interesting use of space here. The contrary motion is effective for you. And then into the rotation. They've just got to be stronger and more convincing in terms of how they work through that, but I think the thought process through here is good. The longer visual phrase certainly enhances the intellectual aspect of the program. All right, guys. There's some good moments. There's no question about that. I think if I were to give just a couple of things, it would probably be taking a look at how you get those musicians on and off the stage from the left. And then even bigger than that, I think, is that ballad. I think you're going to have to find some ways to enhance that and to offer some things to keep it moving forward for you. It becomes a pretty big pacing problem, I think, programmatically for you. Lots of other really good things. I look forward to chatting with you. Thanks so much. Here's to a magical scene.